The Happiness Project, Interconnection, Week 1, Organizing a Reunion. Instinct, the importance of community and social interaction. Sometimes you may feel that we don't want to see anyone or spend time with someone, and that's okay. But sometimes it is also good to get over this feeling and actually do spend time with someone. Have you ever noticed how good you feel after meeting a friend, even though you may not have felt like spending time together before the meeting? We need social interaction and community in our life. We thrive by working together and by sharing our ideas with others. We get vital support and encouragement from good friends and family members, and they give us support in hard times. Therefore, it is important to cherish our loved ones and our local community. You will notice the more you get together, the closer you will get. Also, other people appreciate and value your effort so much when you try to organize a meeting. This simple act brings happiness to the other person. And what could be better than this? This week, you will do exactly that, organizing a reunion, holding it, and reflecting back how it made you feel. A reunion. A reunion, quote, a social gathering attended by members of a group of people who have not seen each other for some time, end of quote. So this period of time does not need to be specific. It doesn't so much matter if you last saw each other yesterday, a month, or a year ago. What matters is that you meet again. We will go as follows. First point is plan. The first step is to draw up a plan for your reunion. Who do you want to invite? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And then second is holding. You actually reunite and enjoy the time together. And lastly, reflection. You reflect back. What went well? What didn't go so well? Is there something you'd like to do different the next time? So let's elaborate on this in more detail on the following page. Organizing a reunion. Step 1. Planning. Who to invite? Make a list. Who do you want to invite? You don't need to ask people just yet, but think about who you'd like to spend time with. It could be one person or as many people as you like. Also consider if the people you'd like to invite know each other, if they get along or if you think they would, or if they think they would get along if they haven't met each other yet. What to do and where to go. Now that you've got a rough list of who you'd like to invite, think about what those people would enjoy doing. You also need to consider if you and the others would be willing to spend money on an activity, for example, going to a cafe or doing bowling. Or if you prefer it to be a free of any charge, something like sitting in the park. So next, consider if your chosen place is possible for everyone to commute to. Invite. So you planned who to invite, what to do and where to go. Now you can give each person on your list a call or write them a text. A quicker way may also be to create a group and tell people about your idea. Wait for them to get back to you and update your list accordingly. Second, holding a reunion. Celebrate and reflect. Celebrate. On that day, simply enjoy your little or big reunion with friends, family, or the community. Enjoy the company of each other and how much joy it brings. Reflect. Then, over the next days, take time to reflect back. How did the reunion go? Did you enjoy it? Did something not go to plan? Did the other people enjoy it? You can ask in your group how they found it and if they have any suggestions for meeting the next time. This is also a good time to schedule the next reunion and for everyone to mark it into your calendar. Weekly task. Organize and hold a reunion. This week you will plan a reunion. It may be that you're not able to actually meet this week, but don't worry. Just schedule a date, You can still continue with this module and come back to your actual reflection after the meeting. You can print or save the whole detailed step-by-step list for a reunion from below. This is on the next page in your PDF. And make sure to fill it in and send it after your reunion with your reflection as evidence for your Duke of Edinburgh certificate if you are doing the Duke of Edinburgh Award. We love to see people's progress, so if you like, you can also send photos of your reunion alongside your record list.